Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Bless you, Courtney.
Oh, I lost it. Lost it.
That's the Sneeze remix.
We go out for one night for Galentine's Day, and she comes in sick.
Oh, I don't know. It started actually yesterday afternoon. I sneezed about 43 times in a row yesterday.
Remember a couple days ago when I said the temperature's going up and then down and up and down and everyone's going to be sick? And you were like, what are you, a doctor?
Perfect for the weekend.
Yeah, right.
Good.
Be careful. You know, I tell you these things. If you haven't
you,
figured
Jen.
Out that I'm a witch by now, we did a celebrity death pool, and yeah. I picked Paul Newman, and he died
that
afternoon.
Really?
Yeah. That's
no
when it
way.
Started.
That's
don't,
insane.
Don't underestimate my powers. By the way, Galentine's Day, we had so much fun. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on. We had so much fun hanging out with everyone. Courtney, at the beginning, was like, I can't believe everyone showed up.
I did.
She was afraid we were going to be in an empty movie theater.
You just never know, you know?
I know. And we saw Isn't It Romantic with Rebel Wilson and Adam Devine, I will say, and then Liam Hemsworth.
Yes, for sure.
Liam doesn't get top billing.
No.
I'm just saying. That Adam Devine is a delight.
He really is adorable.
But we'll talk about the movie a little bit later on. Here's a movie that your kids are totally dying for, Frozen 2. The trailer dropped yesterday. We have it up at Y98.com. Doesn't really explain a lot, but you'll watch it and you're curious. Something evil happens, and Elsa and Anna and everyone.
But you need to say
to the bottom.
When you watched it, say what you said yesterday. They changed what?
Oh, she's got a new dress.
Yeah.
Of course.
So smart.
Yep. Like the first thing I was like, oh, of course she's got a third dress, because you know that Frozen Spring Fever trailer that they played before another movie? She had a different dress for that. So then all the girls want to buy the new dress.
Yep.
It's like, enough with the wardrobe changes, Elsa. Just let's stick to the...
Yeah. Did Snow White change her outfit? No.
No, never.
She was always that blue and white number.
They're going to have... That's not her only wardrobe change within this movie, Courtney Landrum.
And when you're the fairest of them all, like, you don't change it.
Right? Jeez. Just...
You don't have to, Jen.
You don't have to. You're already the most fair.
Yeah.
Like, Disney, just take my Southwest rewards card. At least I'm getting frequent flyer miles. Okay, so yesterday was Galentine's Day, and a couple of the guys from work, when we were out at the movies last night, didn't know the origins. It started with Parks and Recreation, and Amy Poehler's character, Leslie Knope. So, of course, for Galentine's Day, Amy Poehler, Rashida Jones, and Aubrey Plaza had to get together. They reunited. You can see the picture online at Y98.com. It made my year. Masked Singer last night, if you care what's still going on. The person unmasked was the alien. And spoiler alert, it was maybe the biggest name of all, LaToya Jackson.
Really?
Yes. That's sad when you say the biggest name of all.
Everyone's excited about the Breaking Bad sequel starring Aaron Paul, and The Hollywood Reporter confirmed yesterday it will focus on his character, Jesse, and AMC does not have it. It goes to Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Netflix bought the first run rights.
That's crazy.
It'll premiere on Netflix,
wow.
And then after a while, they'll hand it over to AMC.
Isn't it funny how many girls found Jesse hot?
Oh, did
no,
they?
I never
yes,
did.
Yes, well, no, because if you, you know, he's whatever. But there's something about him that women found attractive.
The meth.
Maybe. Something about that hazmat suit. Wait, so maybe, then...
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's meth.
So it is a proper sequel. No Walter White. It's just, here's what Jesse's doing now.
Well,
as far as we know. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
No update on whether or not it'll feature Bryan Cranston. That's what they say. They're not giving up too much. Speaking of Netflix, move over, Kevin Bacon. We apparently have 6 Netflix shows in common. So instead of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, it's the 6 shows of Netflix.
That makes sense.
They say people have watched so much on Netflix, and every single person is likely to share one of 6 shows in common with any other member anywhere in the world.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the big ones.
Think of the big ones.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is one.
Bird Box
is another one.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
One that you've watched. It's a series, and it's scary.
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
I talk about Black Mirror a lot. With people outside. Just on the street. I'm just like, hey, Black Mirror.
Hey, man, did you see episode 7?
3 of us have watched this one around the holidays.
The Christmas Chronicles.
And a Spanish language show called La Casa de Papel.
Oh, man, I binged it.
The Paper House?
I'm surprised no documentaries are on there. Because there's a new one that everybody's talking about right now.
Which one?
I can't remember the name. I shouldn't have
said
anything.
What's it about?
Stuff. Crime. It's about crime. It's about crime.
Oh, it's Plain
not
Sight.
The Ted Bundy
in Plain
one.
Sight.
In Plain Sight. Yeah. Yes.
I see a lot of people talking about
too.
That. And I saw a meme the other day, and I didn't get it because I haven't seen it.
I know.
Yeah, I think after Making a Murderer, Netflix knows that
it's smart.
They can make all those true crime shows for very little money.
Right, you're not paying actors' fees.
That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more at 8:40 and more online at Y98.com, including couples, celebrity couples who are married or engaged on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Here's Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic. It's Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Hope you're having a great day.
Thanks.
Here's something you will heart. Andy Cohen on the front cover of People magazine this week with his baby toupee child.
So cute.
The headline, My Dream Baby.
Are there like studies about people that come out with like a full head of hair that they're gifted?
I don't know. Both my kids.
Oh, I have a full head.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're asking? Uh-huh. He says he opens up about becoming a father at 50 and how baby Benny has already changed his life.
Aww.
Really sweet. He also talked about his surrogate. He said, she was in California. Surrogacy is illegal in so many states, including New York. I don't understand why. It's a voluntary process, obviously. My surrogate just viewed it as she was giving me the ultimate gift. She gave me life. So I'll forever be indebted to her. So sweet. Oh my God, this baby Ben. I can't get enough of him.
I wonder how Waka's liking the baby.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Probably protective.
Yeah.
Like by his side the whole time. Okay, and trying to figure out what the heck just happened to his life,
yeah, right.
You know?
Remember
like,
me?
I was the baby.
The king.
Couples, celebrities who got married or engaged on Valentine's Day. Some of these have worked out, some of them have not. You can see the whole list at Y98.com. But Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart were engaged on this day 10 years ago, still together. Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney engaged on this day 4 years ago. Not. Benedict Cumberbatch and his wife Sophie Hunter married 4 years ago on this date. And Christina Aguilera and her fiance engaged 5 years ago on this date. Still not married, but still together. And some of the ones that lasted for a while, Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan married on Valentine's Day in the early 90s. Vince Vaughn and his wife Kyla engaged 10 years ago on this day. They're still together. I spotted Vince Vaughn and his daughter at Disneyland. They were being privately escorted into the Winnie the Pooh ride. I know.
That's for Winnie the Pooh, not for Vince Vaughn. Yeah, right.
We did a name drop for everyone we spotted.
And TV tonight, Dean Cain, Kevin's Superman.
Is it a Hallmark movie?
Nope. On the CW, the top greatest Valentine's movies of all time, including The Notebook, Sleepless in Seattle, Love Actually, and Pretty Woman. It's okay. Like a countdown.
Out of any of those, how many of those have you seen, Tim? We learned earlier that Tim Convey has not seen a lot of great romantic comedies.
Okay, Notebook.
Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle.
That's not comedy.
Yeah,
if it is, it's really a downer.
I don't know if I've seen it all the way through.
You haven't seen Sleepless in Seattle all the way through?
I don't think I have either.
It's always kind of on TV.
Yep.
Okay.
WTH. Love Actually?
No.
No, we know he hasn't seen that.
You're missing out.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, I have an assignment for you. Are you available tonight?
I'm a romantic.
Do you have time tonight?
It's possible. Depends what you want me to do.
I would really like you to see Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a movie that I think you would highly enjoy.
It's good.
All right.
So
we'll see.
I'm trying to watch the Oscar
nominee. It's called an assignment, not a we'll see.
Okay.
That's what I said in school.
How about I only watch one romantic comedy at work a day? That was from the movie last night, Isn't It Romantic? We did our Galentine's Day night. Maybe my favorite line of the movie was when Rebel Wilson is commenting on Liam Hemsworth, and she goes, "He's like CW hot."
That's good.
Will Smith turned down playing Neo in The Matrix, which of course went to Keanu Reeves. But he says it makes sense when he explains it because the, how do you pronounce it?
Wachowski.
The Wachowski brothers.
Now just the Wachowskis.
Yes. When they pitched the movie, he said they tried to explain to him that he jumped, then stopped in the middle of the jump, and they have cameras all around him so the audience could get a 360-degree view of him as he paused in the air. He was like, it didn't make any sense to me, so I made Wild Wild West, and we all know how that turned out. This Is Us, the creators know how the show is going to end, and they said that the viewers will find the conclusion elegant and satisfying. And by the way, they said they're in season 3 right now. It's going to go on for 6 seasons total.
Are you still in on that?
Wow.
No, I kind of fell out. Yeah. I had so much going on in my life. I didn't need something else that made me cry every week.
That's why I left it.
I needed a little break.
And so you went to Handmaid's Tale.
Right, yeah. That was a real pick-me-up. Speaking of Mandy Moore, her ex, Ryan Adams, there's a scathing story that came out in the New York Times yesterday. Not only did Mandy open up more about their relationship and how he was super controlling of her career and basically shut her career down when she was in the most lucrative time in her mid to late 20s, but he...
Yeah, she was in a ton of, like... She was going to be the it girl for romantic comedies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are all these other women who stepped forward. But there were all these crazy things where he wouldn't let her work with anybody else, no other producers or managers, but they'd write songs together, and then he'd replace her on the track with other female artists when it came time to record. Mm. He also said she wasn't a real musician because she didn't play an instrument. He was really psychologically controlling, too. He was psychologically abusive and belittled her musical abilities. He's spoken out and denied all of the allegations. But, not a good time. And then Bill Cosby, in a statement through his attorney, said that he compares himself to Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi and claims he will, quote, never have remorse.
Mm. And he's having a ball, too.
Yeah, right. He's having a lot of fun. Happy Valentine's Day. You can see the Parks and Rec girls get together for a Galentine's Day reunion online. And Halsey's Marilyn Manson face tattoo on her rib cage. That's online at Y98 as well. But before Lance and traffic,
it's your weather. It's brought to you by the Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home, mostly cloudy and windy today with a chance for some rain. A high of 60 degrees. Tonight, it is going to cool off. The low will get down to 21. Right now, it is 44 degrees.
Hmm. Weather and traffic together. No. I need to work on that a little bit. I used to always say cars and isobars together, but that was before we could say traffic and weather together. Long story. A lot of backstory.
I have no idea. I'm really not that interested.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Midway through telling it, I lost interest too. Eastbound 6440. It's going to slow before McKnight in through Big Bend. Big Bend at Manchester. They're mopping up an earlier water main break.
Congratulations, Karen Todd of Florissant. She picked up our second-to-last pair of tickets for the Backstreet Boys when they come to St. Louis in September, and our second-to-last person that is qualified for our grand prize girls' getaway to New Orleans to see the band, meet the band, hotel, airfare, all brought to you by Ambassador Floor Company. Experience more at Ambassador Floor. One more shot, 9 o'clock hour.
By the way, we talked to Meghan Trainor early on this morning. She will be part of the Today Show at 10 or in the 10 o'clock hour. I think she's co-hosting with Kathy Lee and Hoda. But I was too busy yapping. We missed what she said at the end of the interview.
Thank you. That was like my favorite interview.
Pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's really nailed sweet. It.
It's all. It was
We're
all
great.
About.
Great job, news. News team.
If you missed it, it's about baby names and boogers, and you can hear it at Y98.com in podcast form. All right. Babies, celebrities born on Valentine's Day.
All right.
Let's start with Matchbox 20 singer Rob Thomas.
He's not crazy. Just a little unwell.
That's right.
48.
Hmm.
Might be 50 this year.
When I worked on the Comedy Central show, we wanted to do a whole, because it was about love and dating and stuff, we wanted to not acknowledge Valentine's Day and just have Rob Thomas on and just make a big Rob Thomas birthday show. But Rob Thomas wouldn't come on, so we couldn't do it.
He wouldn't. He's such a great, guy, too.
I think he's probably just had something else other than our dumb little Comedy Central show to do. But what'd you say?
48.
46.
47?
47! Yes. Okay. He's on The Good Doctor. He was Norman Bates in Bates Motel. Mm. He was also the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Freddie Highmore. Born on Valentine's Day.
24? Way younger than that.
He's a doctor, Courtney.
Yeah, but he's a...
Didn't you ever see Doogie Howser?
He's very Doogie Howser-ish.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think I looked over and saw this one, even though what I saw doesn't make sense for this, so I'm going to DQ myself.
Say it.
27?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
Cheater.
That's much older than I would have thought.
I would have thought that. Yeah.
I thought 20, what did I say?
24.
Was too old.
24. Pat O'Brien.
Oh.
Remember those nasty voicemails when he was on Access Hollywood?
He has fallen, hasn't he?
Killed his career.
Ooh. No, they were creepy and gross.
Yeah.
You don't remember them?
Yeah, but was he yelling at someone? Or was
no,
it
they were like filthy, nasty.
Oh, man.
He did an interview with Oprah, and he says he doesn't remember leaving them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jimmy Fallon's impression of him was the best.
Yeah.
68.
Mm-mm. 71.
71.
Wow. Nice. Wow.
Okay. And then...
Not great ones today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat O'Brien.
Simon Pegg.
I like Simon Pegg.
From Shaun of the
that's
Dead.
That's not very exciting either.
Okay. What about the only former New England Patriots player who's not a fan of TB12? Drew Bledsoe.
Oh.
He was injured. He was their quarterback when he was injured and replaced by the backup, TB12.
I bet Simon Pegg and Drew Bledsoe are the same age.
They're close.
I bet.
45.
I bet Pegg's 46 and Bledsoe's 48.
48. Oh, did you say 48?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 47.
Drew Bledsoe's 47.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg is 49.
Oh, wow.
And Carl Bernstein from the Washington Post took down President Nixon.
92.
92? 75.
Oh, oh really?
92? Wow. Is he the one that was married to Nora Ephron?
Yes, he was.
Well, think about it. He's a guy. No. How old is he?
75.
So he was really young.
Yeah, he was that young. That's crazy, I think.
Yeah. I didn't think Kevin's guess was crazy.
No.
He all looks right. old, too.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, celebrating
Kathleen,
on Valentine's
one of
Day.
Our friends from our Galentine's Day.
Her birthday was yesterday.
But still, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kathleen.
Live from downtown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.